They came to Jericho. As he and his disciples and a large crowd were traveling, were leaving Jericho, Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus, a blind beggar, was sitting by the roadside. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout out and say, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." Many sternly ordered him to be quiet, but he cried out even more loudly, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stood still and said, "Call him here." And they called the blind man, saying to him, "Take heart, get up, he is calling you." So throwing off his cloak, he sprang up and came to Jesus. Then Jesus said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man said to him, "My teacher, let me see again." Jesus said to him, "Go, your faith has made you well." Immediately he regained his sight and followed him on the way.
So as an education major, I think I have a slight obsession with children's books. I'm guessing a little more than the average person. But anyway, I found this book called Apple Trouble in my collection, and I found a connection between one of the characters and God. I know, crazy, right? Well, I want to read you this story with the help of my lovely assistants here. Hedgehog had just finished building her winter nest under the old apple tree. Not too large and not too small. Just right for a nice long winter sleep. Suddenly, a juicy red apple landed on her back. "Ouch!" squeaked Hedgehog. She curled into a spiny ball, hoping it would fall off. But when she uncurled, the juicy red apple was still there. Hedgehog tried to squeeze herself and the apple into the beautiful new nest, but could she get in? No, she could not. Not with the apple on her back. The nest was too small. Oh dear. Squirrel, scurrying past with an armful of brown nuts, stopped to help. "Stand still, I'll push the apple off," he said. And he pushed, and he struggled, and he heaved, and he tugged. But the juicy red apple stayed where it was. Worse still, three of Squirrel's brown nuts got caught in Hedgehog's spines. So now she had a juicy red apple and three brown nuts on her back. "Oh dear," wailed Hedgehog. "Winter is coming and I can't get into my nest. What will I do?" "Try rolling on your back," snorted Pig, trotting up. "That'll get rid of it all." Hedgehog threw herself on the ground. Her little legs paddled in the air as she twisted and wriggled and rolled. "Has it all gone?" she asked, hopefully scrabbling to her feet. Pig shook his head. "No, the juicy red apple and the three brown nuts were still there. So were a small green pear and a crumpled brown leaf." "Oh dear," sighed Hedgehog, rolling her eyes. But up in the sky, sailing towards Hedgehog, she saw a colorful piece of paper. "Oh no," she cried. This way and that, she ran. This way and that, drifted the paper and landed right on her back, between the apple and the three brown nuts. "It's not fair," cried Hedgehog, who now had a juicy red apple, three brown nuts, a small green pear, a crumpled brown leaf, and a colorful piece of paper on her back. "I'll never get into my nest." Hedgehog pattered to the pond and gazed at her reflection in the water. "Hello, Hedgehog. That's a lot of stuff you have on your back," croaked Frog. "I'm trying to get rid of it," sniffled Hedgehog. "Dive," said Frog. "That will wash it off." Hedgehog dipped a foot into the murky water, then dived. Splash! Her friends watched Hedgehog bobbing up and down. The juicy red apple, the three brown nuts, the small green pear, the crumpled brown leaf, and the colorful piece of paper were all still there. So was a pink water lily. "Glug, glug, glug," gurgled Hedgehog as the others heaved her out of the water. She did look funny. But Hedgehog did not find it funny. "Stop laughing," she spluttered and stamped her feet on the ground. "Where am I going to sleep?" Pig and Squirrel looked worried. So did Frog. I do have one last idea, oinked Pig. Squeeze through that hedge over there. That'll brush everything off. So Hedgehog closed her eyes and squeezed herself through the thick leaves. But did it get everything off her back? No, it did not. It was all still there, and so were four ripe blackberries. And there, staring at her with a look of great surprise, stood Goat. Ooh, cried Goat, you brought lunch. Help yourself, said Hedgehog, take it all. Yippee, brave Goat. Then he picked off and ate the juicy red apple, the three brown nuts, the small green pear, the pink water lily, and four ripe blackberries. For dessert, he ate the paper. The only thing he left was the crumpled brown leaf. He just couldn't eat any more. Hooray, cried Hedgehog. She felt as light as a feather. Thank you, Goat, she said. Then she ran as fast as her little legs could carry her through the gate, past the pond, across the orchard, under the tree, and home to her nest. Hedgehog squeezed into her little nest. It fitted her perfectly, and it was the best nest ever. Outside, a cold wind blew another apple off the tree, but it didn't fall on Hedgehog. She was safe in her nest and fast, fast asleep. The end. I want to say thank you to my beautiful actresses. So now that we've witnessed the story of how Hedgehog solved her problem and finally made it into her winter nest, I can't help but connect it to the way we handle our obstacles. We may not have to fit into a winter nest with a large red apple and other random objects on our back, but the obstacles we come across are just as real. Being a full-time college student, managing three jobs, being involved in activities on campus, and preparing for student teaching is tough, but there's one factor that not only I tend to look over, but find that others do as well. God is not going to bring us to something without getting us through it. It may seem rough at the time and impossible to get through, but little do we know that's only part of his plan. He's going to provide us with anything and everything that we need to get through whatever he brings us to. The obstacles that we do face from day to day give us the opportunity to learn and grow. And they give us the chance to make the best of situations, even when they seem like the end of the world. Do you remember when Hedgehog tried to get the apple off her back by curling into a ball and then uncurling, and in the end it didn't even work? Well, that's sometimes how it works for us. If we try to take matters into our own hands, we don't always succeed. And in order to conquer the impossible, we need to let go of what we think is necessary and listen to the signs that God gives us. I know that what I'm saying is a lot harder than it sounds, but sometimes letting go and believing that God will take care of us is just the first step. Now, having faith is a huge deal, and in many cases, it's the one thing that's missing. As in the song, Find Your Wings by Mark Harris, faith gives you the courage to dare to do great things. And knowing that God is going to be there whenever we fall or we need to remove an apple from our back is very reassuring and can empower us if we allow it to. With faith, we can build ourselves up for greatness and accomplish any task set before us. We are able to reach for the stars and not be afraid of taking a wrong step here or there or into a bush or a pond. But as is stated in the book of Mark, Bartimaeus is healed by his faith, not by his own works. Because he believes in Jesus, the Son of God, he is made better. Because of his faith, he is able to live the remainder of his life full of vision, just as we are able to do if we have faith. According to the verse Proverbs 3, 5 through 7, trust in the Lord with all your hearts and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. Even when we veer off that path that God has set for us, he always manages to get us back on track. No matter what barriers we come up against, God is the one who's there through it all. He's there to guide us down the path he already has paved for us, and he is there to watch over us and keep us safe as we do so. God will always be by our side to pick us up after we fall or after we manage to obtain objects on our backs. God is our goat, who's there to eat the paper for dessert like it's nothing. He might leave those crumpled leaves behind once in a while, but in the end, we will be able to return to our winter nests and be protected from those large apples that happen to fall from the tree. So although trouble may be the apple, the solution is always God, Amen.